Hello, everybody. This is Eivar, and I'm gonna ramble into your ears on the occasion of my cake day. It's been 2 years since I joined Reddit, and what a journey. I want to take this opportunity and reflect upon this a little bit and also do a very unfamiliar thing for me and say cheers to myself. And celebrate the good things that have happened to me here. Also, I want to announce that I will go less active from now on. Not quite a hiatus, but I will be around, but I will have less time for creating. And this is for good reasons, because I have a new job and this is by far the best job opportunity I've had in my life so far, which is in itself a reason to celebrate. But this also means a lot to me and is symbolic in a way. That's probably pretty cryptic. So in order for you to understand what I mean, I decided to share a little bit of my story. And this will involve some mentions of mental illness, which I know can be hard to hear. So please be warned, if you think this might be triggering, you better stop listening, and I will put a timestamp in the post, I think, so you know when you could jump in later and hear the rest safely. Okay, here we go. Well, a few years back, I graduated from college and I was very successful in my course of studies. I was an A student, and when I graduated, it felt like the whole world were open to me and I had so many opportunities. But my life took a different turn, and things happened. I'm not going into details here because it feels very uncomfortable to talk about it. But as a result, I got very sick, and this happened not all of a sudden, but gradually, and for a long time, I didn't fully realize that something was very wrong. And also, I didn't want to see it. That is very clear in hindsight, but back then it wasn't clear at all. It was so important to me to be that strong woman who's got her shit together, that likable person who excels at every role, be it employee, mother, wife, daughter, friend. And while I was trying so hard to be the best possible person at all that, I got more exhausted and more fearful every day. And slowly the world became a scary place. It's hard to explain how normality gradually shifted, and how I, for example, couldn't drive in a car anymore, how I had panic attacks at the office, and it took me over 3 hours to fall asleep, and even being in a room with more than two people stressed me out so much. I withdrew from all my friends, and I also felt so alienated from my body. I couldn't stand anyone touching me. I was a mess. And still, I wouldn't admit it because I was so ashamed. And I even tried to hide the worst of it from the people who were closest to me. So things got worse, and I won't say more, but fucking lucky I'm still around. So, thank you for bearing with me. This is the lowest point, and from now on, this story will get brighter, I promise. Because, thankfully, I found the help I needed, and realizing how much I needed it was, it came as a shock, but a necessary one. And I could see that I had become nothing but a shell of the woman I had been before. So, sorry. I knew this was getting emotional, but shit. Well, so I took on that slow and painful process of building myself up again. And not like, quite like I had been before, but a new version of myself. Hopefully better, stronger one. And this didn't go smoothly at all. There were setbacks, but there were also successes. I learned to drive again with the help of my best friend, who let me abuse her car. And I went to a festival, and I reanimated my sex life, which was wonderful. And I regained a positive body image, which went hand in hand with the sex life. And I still had panic attacks. Like, the last one isn't even that long ago, but I learned to deal with them. And eventually, after 1.5 years of healing and living off my country's generous welfare system, I felt strong enough to go back into employment. But, well, as you can imagine, my confidence in myself was very, very low, and I wasn't ready for a challenge, not by long shot. So I took on a very dull part-time job in administration, even though I knew I was criminally overqualified. And it didn't take me long to feel that. People were nice there, but my tasks were a total misfit. And yeah, so I realized that pretty early on. But then the pandemic happened, and well, I had stability and I had a low but reliable income in these scary times. That was much more than so many others had, so I stayed. And this was my situation, feeling stronger but very unfulfilled. And also around that time, my sex drive re-emerged with force, quite unexpectedly. So I was bored and horny. And then one day, I stumbled into GWA, and I won't go into detail on how exactly, because that's a story for a long time and this shouldn't get too long. And yeah, so wow, this was a revelation. I had never even heard of erotic audio before, but I knew right away that this was something I wanted to do. And it took me a while and some encouragement from dear online friends until I felt ready to post. And I felt immensely shy about my accent and my imperfect English. And I also felt shy about being kinky and creating BDSM-themed audios. But the response and the support I got from this community was so overwhelmingly positive and... sorry. I would have never imagined that people would really appreciate my audios and my writing so much. And they, sorry for crying. And they even liked my weird pronunciation, and more than once gave me feedback that made me tear up from happiness. So, yeah. Speaking of tearing up, And whew. And another thing that amazed me was the collaborative spirit among creators. Like, I've met so many helpful and lovely and like-minded people here. And oh shit. I admit I took notes for this, but still bit harder to do this than I thought. So okay. Well, I discovered how much fun it is to create together, and I found some wonderful friends, and for example, live recording was a thing I'd never thought I could do, but then I tried it and it was great. And all of this felt like starting anew on a blank page in a way, anonymously, being just that sexy version of myself apart from all my struggles in real life. And of course, there was the creative aspect of all of it. Like, I swear, in all those 2 years, I never for a second lacked ideas on what to create next. And owning that whole process of developing an idea and writing, recording, editing, posting, and yeah, having a beautiful finished project in the end, that is so goddamn satisfying. And this was something very much missing in my life. So this unusual hobby filled a void, and until today it has been doing me good. It has been boosting my self-esteem so much, and it made me feel like I'm good at something. And it made me feel connected. And I'm more grateful for that than I can say. So thank you for all your encouragement and support, and for every positive comment and every detailed review. To be honest, I saved some of those for moments when I feel low. And thank you to everyone who filled my scripts or collaborated with me. And thank you for being there and simply being there and contributing to this space where we can be slutty and kinky and silly and sometimes emotional together. So I'm sad now that I won't have as much time to dedicate to audio from now on. But I really have to take care of the mess that my professional life is. And my old job felt like I was dying slowly. I know I whined about it to some of you. And it really, really began to pull me back into that dark place in my head where I just had escaped with so much effort. So when I post this, assuming that I will, I'm not sure with all the crying and stuff. So assuming I post this, and at that point at my cake day, I will already have started at my new job. And it's a job where I'm been promised the opportunity to be creative, and where we'll have some responsibility, and where the pace is so much faster than in the old environment I worked. So it makes me proud I got that job offered. And I wished so much for this chance to grow, but I'm not gonna lie, it also scares the shit out of me. And I know it will be quite overwhelming and challenging, and I'm so afraid to fuck it up. That part of me just wants to crawl under the covers and hide there forever. It's like, fears make us so small, but facing them can make us stronger. So I try to think that
when I can bring people joy with nothing but my voice and my imagination. I can do other things too. What I'm trying to say is that I will try to bring some of the confidence I built here to my professional life. Just without being so slutty, of course. Oh my god. This. Okay. So to end this long emotional ramble, even though I don't know how much I can create in the future, I've been involved in 3 collab projects and I've done my parts already. And I hope those will be ready to post within the next few weeks. And I also have a long, rather wholesome M5 script ready. And I've been invited to a podcast. So there will still be some Avely content coming. And I will stay around as much as I can. So I don't say goodbye, but until next time, thank you for listening.